Once, in a land of darkness, a podcast existed that cast forth an aura of happiness and bliss. Every week, the knights of the Kingdom of Geekery would meet and forge paths through the worlds of technology, photography, movies, games, and whatever else struck their fancy. But the bliss would only last so long. Usually Dave and Adam were left abandoned and forlorn upon the podcast fields by their glory-seeking comrade, Jason. However, as time went on, the hearts of the three began to glow like a flaming hot ember of the winter fire, and alas, like a great phoenix rising from the ashes, the three were united in purpose and song, bringing forth the light once more. This is the renewal of the now bi-weekly Digital Soup podcast with Jason, Adam, and usually Dave.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Digital Soup, the only podcast with hosts that get paid by the word. You know what I'm saying, Dave?
Yeah.
That's a dollar right there.
Yeah,
exactly.
Another dollar.
So this last week has been funny for Adam and I, but Dave is like taking this seriously, but don't take it seriously.
Well, look, the listeners have spoken.
So we just started a Discord channel for all of our listeners, and we got a handful or so that have joined up, and they've been chatting. And the consensus was, and the only reason they're doing this, I want to say this, the only reason they're doing this is because episode 201, when we came back, Dave called it out and said, hey, you know one thing that hasn't changed since we've been away? I do a lot of talking. Because of that, we had several of our listeners make comments in the Discord channel about Dave talking too much, or I can't remember verbatim what they were. Dave probably does. That probably burned into his brain right
Look,
now because he's
I'm not taking funny. Offense. The listeners have spoken. I'm here to please. I'm giving the listeners what they want.
And what is that?
Yeah, tell us what they want, what they really, really want.
That's what they want, silence. Less usually Dave.
Of silence.
Yeah. Well, how much less usually Dave? 10% less?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. I mean, because 10% less is still 60% less than me and Adam together. Come on, we got to do this. This is fun. All right, you now, Adam.
I'm not prepared. Lay down some cones, boys. This one's under construction.
At the end of the episode, Adam will be like, oh, I got one. All right, everybody. Well, my name is Jason, and joining me in the virtual studio today is Adam and Silent Dave. How you guys been doing this week?
I've been doing good.
Why do I sound like Joey Tribbiani? Yo, how you doing?
You didn't.
You just
in my head. I did. In my head,
I sound just like Joey Tribbiani. How you doing?
Yo, how you
Is
doing?
That Joey?
Have you ever heard my Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Marnold Schwarzenegger.
Marnold. Okay, I think you're having some distortion over on your side. I clearly did not say Marnold.
Marnold. Yep.
Not
listeners,
even,
Marnold. Yeah. Marnold.
Yep. Get hey, training. We got the Discord channel now. Yep. If you guys heard Marnold, let us know in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
We would love
Marnold
to know.
Marnold Schwarzenegger. Hashtag Marnold. Get it trending.
I would love if we could get, you know, Dave was contemplating, well, not contemplating, but, you know, telling me about, we need to figure out how to get like a live stream going for our people that are in our Discord channel so they can kind of interact with us, which would be a lot of fun. Haven't had time to figure that out, and I was hoping Dave, you know, he's the master of podcasting. I was hoping he had already figured it out, but obviously not. Otherwise, we'd be doing it right now.
I don't have the bandwidth to do it.
No. I mean, just figure it out, and then I have the bandwidth to spare.
Well, I think all we need to do is stream it. You stream your tab that you have cast open into our Discord streaming channel.
I looked a little bit in on how to do this. And to get, to stream, you have to choose a game that's in your Discord thing, and it's supposed to pick up most of the games that you already have. But it says if not, you can add the game by hitting add, and then it'll show you a list of the games. But, and this is just from my brief reading on it, so I might be way off, but I didn't see anything where it said you could just stream just an audio channel.
So I just clicked it right now in the general talk. I can screen share right to cast. Streaming channel, 720, I don't care. Resolution can be 480 even. I'm live right now, so I don't know if anyone can hear it.
And once we actually figure out and test it a little bit and figure it all out perfectly, then it'll be a lot of fun. We'll just have up to 10 people listening, so we could have up to 10 listeners in there interacting with us. So yeah, it'll be a blast. And especially when one of us says something stupid, which, you know, it doesn't happen very often, but if it does, we can get called out live. That would be cool.
Sweet.
What do you guys think?
Whatever. I'm good.
Yeah. All right. Well, done with that. Hey, Adam, what'd you do this week? Anything interesting going on with you?
Oh, man. The epicness of the interestingness of what I did this week is beyond all compare.
Wow, you're selling it pretty hard here.
Yep. Let's see. Yep. I got nothing. I didn't. It snowed yesterday. I shoveled.
Yeah.
No, I honestly, it's just been like work, and that's about it lately. So nothing too cray cray.
All right. Well, we got to get over to Dave because he always has problems and issues and things going on. So let's see what happened to Dave this week.
Yeah.
I don't have any problems or issues. I've kind of just had my head down doing a lot of writing for the next seasons of Mystery Minnesota. I got season two done, working on season three now. And got out in the woods a little bit the last few days, taking advantage of the warmer weather. Although, oh man, I'm out of shape. When you're walking through, when you're walking through almost in spots, almost knee deep snow, and just ugh. But I still managed to cover roughly 5 miles or so each day, and cruising around looking for sheds and checking out deer sign, and that's been about it. Just I've been a ton of reading. Also, I've been on a reading kick. So
I watched WandaVision.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Oh, I started watching Dark also based on Adam's recommendation. I'm a couple episodes into the second season right now.
I'm third episode into the first season, so no spoilers there. But hey, do we want to talk about WandaVision since we're all caught up on it, up to episode 8? Or should we wait till the season's over and then kind of do the whole episode, whole season at once?
Seasonal review WandaVision, one show, be there.
Sweet.
In truth, by the time this episode comes out, the season will be finished. Which we just don't know how the last episode's going to go, but
yeah, so we can conject. Is that even a word?
It is
a conjecture.
I predict.
I hear my conject.
I can tell you guys though, because since I am such a huge comic book nerd, because I know everything about the White Vision. All right, so let me. it was so funny. After that ending scene, Dave's like, hey, you know what that was all about? I'm like, no, I have no idea. It was like a vision, but what's going on? And so Dave's, he's like, Google, you know, like those snooty nerds. He's like, let you go Google the White Vision.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
You didn't watch the post-credit scene, did you?
Oh, I did watch that. Yeah. I guess I didn't think of it as White Vision.
Well, he was all white instead of red. So hence the white of the vision.
Oh, okay.
This guy.
I just thought he was new and needed to still color up.
It was the Apple version of Vision. Yeah.
He hadn't gone through the painting department yet.
That was just the primer, right?
Yep. Exactly. that's Prime Vision. Primer Vision.
Primer Vision.
Vision Prime.
They put a coat and a kills on there to get all the stains out, and we'll be ready for paint later. Anywho, I did watch Dark Skies actually today. You guys ever seen that one? That's like a 2013 movie about alien abduction.
You know what? I think I did. Didn't it have something to do with there was like a guy in a pickup truck?
No.
Seriously?
Nope.
But there was a guy in a pickup truck outside a diner.
No.
Maybe I'm thinking about another abduction movie.
Wasn't that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
It might have been.
Wasn't that us at the beginning of like redoing Digital Soup?
No, I'm not thinking about that. No, seriously, I remember a guy in flannel, old pickup truck, like an old Dodge pickup truck, outside of a diner. I think he had just returned, like the aliens had just returned him or something. I can't remember.
Oh, are you thinking of Fire in the Sky?
Oh, that's probably what I'm thinking of.
Classic. Anyway, I have a funny story to tell along with this one.
I want to hear it. Let's go.
So. Sounds so sincere.
No, I'm serious.
So I was watching on my phone. I was laying in my bed watching on my phone, and during this one scene, it's a scary scene. It's really dark, and my windows, I don't have any shades over my my patio doors. So I threw the blanket over my head to watch underneath the blanket to look, you know, so you can see everything on the phone. And there's this creepy scene in the movie where this alien like just suddenly just appears in the hallway next to this lady. And so as soon as that was over, I pulled the blanket off my head and my daughter's standing over me with right and in front of the window, like just suddenly there's just the shadow, the silhouette right there. And I'm like, and she laughs. She's like, sorry, Dad.
Well, what was she doing up?
Well, no, this is like the middle of the afternoon.
Oh, you said you were in bed watching. So I didn't. Oh, you were taking a nap.
I was laying there like, hey, laying there like, watching a movie.
Adam takes naps.
I didn't sleep. I was too scared.
Definitely especially didn't sleep that night.
It was today, so I guess we'll see.
Oh, okay. Dave, it's pretty funny. You didn't get to finish what you did this week. You were going off of something, and then Adam's all of a sudden like, I watched one of these.
No, I said I had
a taco earlier this week.
No, I was just saying that I've been writing a lot and baseball. Stuff and then reading a lot. I set a goal every year, the last 2 years on that Goodreads website. So you can set a reading goal for the year. Last year, I set a goal for 12 books. I figured a book a month, that's all right. And hit that because I was doing those author interviews. And so I ended up with like 17. And I figured I'm going to keep that same goal this year. And right now, as of the end of February, I'm at actually technically about 12 and a half books I've read so far this year. And just been just reading a ton of stuff instead of scrolling social media and everything else. It's been glorious.
It's been over a decade since I've read a book.
Oof. Get back to it. I read some really good stories, though. They've been a lot of fun.
Those pop-up books that you read, though, Jason, those count.
Here's the difference. I don't know where Dave finds the time to read, but the only time I ever read, when I would go to bed, I would read for about an hour in bed. But now, with the way life is, you go to bed to go to sleep. So I don't read during the day. I don't sit in a chair and read. I don't even sit on the toilet and read. I'm either reading a magazine page through a magazine, or I'm on the phone, or tablet. I just don't have time to read anymore, even though I loved it so much.
It's been interesting because I found a lot of the stories and TV stuff, series and stuff that we've been watching and that we'll talk about, like with WandaVision even too, and Dark, we won't spoil that, but for some reason, I'm in a big like time travel or alternate dimension type of kick with the stuff I'm reading. And it's been a blast just to see all these different kind of takes on the same general theme. So it's been a lot of fun.
Everybody loves, I shouldn't say everybody, but I think most of the people that I've been around my life, I know you two specifically also, we've all loved reading. It's just for a lot of us, it's hard to find the time to do it, which is so sad. Mm-hmm. But I bet you once I retire, my kids are all adults with their own families. I'm retired. I'll finally have time to read, but then I probably won't be able to see the pages.
So like in a couple of years.
You are such a funny guy.
Oh, no.
Oh, great. How are we going to do this when I'm not talking? Adam wins, I guess. It's a setup.
Yeah, auto win.
Oh, what is that? You conceded?
No, I'm not conceded. I might have forfeited.
Forfeited, that's the word I was looking
conceded.
For.
Conceded.
Well, you know,
well, that's like if conceding an election, isn't it?
Yeah, there we go. That's what I was thinking, man.
You conceded, piece of crap.
So this is exciting. This is our very first game show since we've been back. Only 4 episodes into our return and we're doing it. But hey, everybody loves it. You guys love it. Dave usually loves it because he wins. But if I remember right, the last time we played was episode 200 and somebody kicked somebody's Asgard.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Did I win?
You
I
won, on, dude.
I went out on a loss.
That's you let me win.
Oh, no.
Pity win.
I could tell Dave was not fired on all synapses that day. You know, like I say about you all the time, Adam.
What?
All right. So again, the rules are simple. I'm gonna read a question. You say your own name, and then you attempt to answer the question. There's only 10 questions. You want to make everyone count, okay?
What's the theme?
It's kind of, I would say, sci-fi-ish. because we're really into sci-fi and stuff. The questions I've picked all have a sci-fi twist. Yeah, really sci-fi, I would say. There's nothing outside of the sci-fi realm.
A sci-fi twist.
Yeah, so like M. Night Shyamalan.
Come on, baby. Let's do the twist.
Like that kind of robot-y twist?
Robot Chubby Checker has arrived. Take you by the little clasp and go like this.
Come on, everybody. Oh, I didn't do it like a robot. Sorry.
No.
You failed.
Who was it that did that? It was something in the Jive Bunny. Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers or something.
I don't know.
No. You guys don't know
that was from your childhood, not ours.
No, that was like the late 80s, early 90s. So it was my adulthood.
Your Jive Bunny adulthood?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. About? No, I okay. don't.
All right, yeah. we'll talk about it off air, but let's go ahead and go on to the first question here. Remember, gentlemen, say your own name, and then you get a chance to answer. All right, question number one. Which major character did not appear in the first pilot of Lost in Space?
I don't even know the characters' names.
Really?
I'm going to just take a guess. Dave. Is it the... what's the robot's name? I don't know his name, though. Danger, the one that says Danger Will Robinson.
I think it was just called Robot. I don't know. You know, so I'm guessing
that's wrong.
Okay. No, incorrect. Adam. Adam.
Will Robinson.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
Dr. Smith.
Oh, okay.
You remember Dr. Smith, guy, right? He was He was kind of like a good bad guy, if you ever watched
it. Yeah,
like a good bad guy.
All right, question number two. What is Starbuck's real name in the reimagined Battlestar Galactica?
I've never watched Battlestar Galactica, so I have no idea.
It's been such a long time, and I only watched a few episodes. I never got into it either. I'm terrible at sci-fi, apparently.
All right, so you both conceded.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Battlestar.
The answer is Kara Thrace.
Wasn't that the one that had Gandalf in it?
No.
I'm kidding. Jeez. Okay. Wow.
I know. I thought you were just really stupid. All right. Question number three. On what Twilight Zone street are the monsters due?
Oh, boy. Are the monsters due? Is that what it was?
Yes.
Twilight Zone street. I mean... I'm sure it's not right, but the only thing coming to mind is Elm Street, but I'm sure that's not it.
Incorrect.
This sounds so familiar. I remember an episode on it, but I don't remember which street.
Okay.
Can't do it.
The answer is Maple Street.
Oh, I was close. It was a tree.
Yeah. It was. Yes, when I asked what street it is, and
no,
you said
a tree,
street
I
in
said.
The...
Oh. It was a tree.
Yeah, it was a street. I'm conceited.
That's close enough.
Give me the point.
So we've gone three questions and we've had no answers yet. So let's go on to number four.
Our listeners are ashamed of us.
I know one of you is going to get this one. I hope. I really hope because
Luke Skywalker.
No.
Oh.
So you have a chance there, Adam. What do you think it is? Here's question number four. In Knight Rider, what does KIT stand for?
Oh. Know this one too, and I cannot think of it. Knight Rider Kid. It's what is the K though? I can't think of the K.
Actually, the K is the easiest one. But,
Oh my god, I'm totally stumped.
I have no idea.
Are you both giving
up? This game's going really well.
It is.
I give up. I don't know.
Okay, Adam gave up. Dave, you want to try it, or are you going to give up?
I'm going to give up.
All right, so it stands for Knight. Like I said, that was the easiest one. Knight Industries 2000.
Oh, okay. I was wrong.
Right. I would never have guessed.
I was thinking something technology, but yeah.
Okay. Computer in the Trans Am.
Dave thought Knight was spelt just with an N.
No,
so that's
I
why.
Did not. No, I was thinking something cooler, like, you know, killer industrial technology or something.
Oh, that would have been cool. Nice. All right, so Adam should get this one here because...
Oh, don't say I should. I haven't gotten anything.
Out of the three of us, you and I are the fans of this show. So,
It's Star Trek. Here we go.
Question number five. In Firefly, what two languages does everyone speak?
Oh, Jesus.
Adam. Go English and Chinese? Mandarin?
There you go. Mandarin, yes. Okay. Mandarin and English. Woohoo! Adam has got a point.
On the board.
That's gonna be the win because so far you've asked us some pretty out there questions. I have no clue.
Okay, some of these do get easier here. Sorry. So threw some hard ones up at the top. All right, here we go. Number six, but this isn't one of the easy ones. Number six, what British sitcom is set billions of years in the future?
British sitcom? Is it like a current show?
No, it isn't. I think it was 80s, if I have to remember. It might have been 70s, actually.
Oh, yeah.
But back
in the 70s when I was watching British sitcoms.
I'll find out exactly when this was.
Jason was on the phone earlier. Hey, Dad, what were some shows you watched as a kid? I got to ask the guy some questions.
Any guess?
Futuristic British sitcom.
And it was 1988. I just looked.
Oh my gosh. How many years in the future? As if this matters.
Billions of years.
Billions of years in the future?
Yes. So it's greatly set apart from where we are now. Hence the billions.
Negative. I don't know.
Dave?
I have no idea.
Red Dwarf.
I've heard the
title, just never saw the show.
I mean, I know of those in the astrological sense, I guess, but...
And like Gimli from Lord of the Rings.
All right. I should give you a point just for that one. All right, so...
And red hair?
Yep. Now, both of you get ready to yell your name because both of you know this answer. 100%, I know you do. All right, question seven. What sci-fi sitcom was a spin-off of Happy Days?
Dave. Mork from Mork.
That is not the name of the show.
No, what was... Is that not the show?
No. It is the show, but that's not...
Can I fix it?
I don't know. Should we let him fix it, Adam?
Yeah, let him fix it.
It's Mork and Mindy.
He knew this one.
Yes.
He knew this one, yeah.
Did you not know that, Adam?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I just immediately thought, what was Fonzie in after that? Jeez, this makes it sound like I don't even like sci-fi. This has been terrible.
Know. Well, let's see if you know this next one. Hopefully you know this next one. Question eight. Which was the first North American science fiction series to last longer than 7 seasons? This was the very first North American science fiction series to last more than 7 seasons.
Dave. Let's take the original Star Trek.
Nope.
I'm going to go with Star Trek The Next Generation.
Nope.
X-Files.
The X-Files.
Yes. It came to me late.
Why? Did you just look it
Such
up?
Such a good show.
No, it came to me late. I was thinking the first, and so I'm thinking, it's going to be something old. What was old sci-fi? And that was the only one I could think of, and it didn't dawn on me.
Hey, for a little bonus question here, there's going to be no points awarded, but I want to test your geekhood. The original Star Trek series, how many seasons did that run?
It's like 3, wasn't it?
Exactly, 3. Mm.
Boom. Yeah, bonus point.
Yes, you are a nerd, Adam. Yeah, you shut up, Dave. You're just some jock.
Yeah.
Quit picking on me all the time.
Listen here, you little dweeber.
I'm going to be hanging out with babes all night. Well, you're clicking away on your computer.
We have 2 questions left. You're both tied at 1.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's pathetic. Holy cow.
Yeah, so let's see where this one goes. All right, question number 9. Which Dean Devlin and Roland Emmerich movie spawned a long-lived TV franchise?
Devlin and Emmerich into TV.
Yep, it was a single movie.
I'm trying to think of TV franchises.
Adam.
Stargate.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, final question here. Oh boy, I'm almost thinking this is Adam leaning, but we'll find out. All right, which
I was leaning.
It's always Adam leaning. Which time travel series featured Dr. Sam Beckett and Admiral Al Calavisi? Adam.
Quantum Leap.
Whoa, you are two in a row, Adam. Yeah. Adam won.
Did you know that one, Dave?
No.
Oh, okay.
Dr. You ever see Sam that show? Beckett.
Yeah, I've seen it a little bit. Yeah, I never got huge into it.
They're rebooting it, or they're going to do a continuation of it. Nobody knows quite for sure, but...
Oh, that would be awesome if they did a continuation. It's just, he's still out there.
Yep, because he never returned home.
Oh, he even captained the Enterprise for a while. And then he got sent back to this time.
My thought on this would be so awesome if the very first episode just has him... quantum leaping into a new scenario, and it just picks up. They never mention it. You know, they might mention something about he's been leaping for the last 20 something years, and here's his continued stories.
Oh man, just like, keeps leaping and helping people.
I'm disgusted right now.
Why?
Because Jason, when I talked to you a couple days ago, we were just talking about this show. Mm-hmm. And you told me that exact scenario, and I didn't even click for me.
and then he used it for a trivia.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. Dr. Sam Beckett.
Yeah, we were talking about Quantum Leap, and because I remember telling you, yeah, I never really watched it. I catch episodes here and there, but and then you were saying it's going to be rebooted. As soon as you said that, I'm like, oh, geez. Oh man,
sounds like the series is coming back, Yula. Am I right, guys?
Guy's gotta be he's gotta be what, about 70 now?
No, he's probably 60s for sure.
He's gotta be.
Scott
he's born in, oh my gosh, yeah, he's 66.
That's not that bad.
He's still good.
Only 16 years older than me.
What?
Shut it, you know how old I am.
Oh my gosh, I forgot.
Yeah, I'm just
do you need us to speak up?
You what?
What?
I asked Jason if he needs us to speak up.
Just he can turn his hearing aids up.
You know, my hearing is actually pretty good. It's my eyesight, you guys know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
No, I
say when you lose one sense, the others get heightened.
I am disturbed by the fact that two quiz shows in a row I've failed.
Well, you won a lot in a row, yeah. So yeah, it's about time we have a new king.
That'll be till 300, you'll be winning.
As soon as you switch it back to like quickly identifying songs and stuff, I'm done.
Well, I was thinking about maybe doing a lyric one next time.
Okay.
And Adam's like, no.
Oh, no, I'll be ready.
He's going to start studying lyrics just in general. All lyrics.
Love of a lifetime, final answer.
All right. So, hey, for our show topic we're going to talk about right now, I want to let our listeners know how our minds work and stuff. And this is interesting here because I received a phone call. I was at work, so Dave just left a voicemail on my phone. And what the voicemail said was, hey, I know you're probably at work, just stopped and got a Big Mac, and I was thinking here. He said, hey, write this down. No, this is verbatim here, dude. This is exactly how this conversation had went. This one-sided voice
not
recorded.
The Big Mac part.
Yes, it is. Oh, no. Double quarter pounder with cheese, no. Extra bacon.
Double QPC is always good.
But so anyway, he goes, hey, I thought of something really cool we need to talk about. Why don't you throw this up in the show notes? And I know Adam doesn't read show notes, so he has no idea what we're going to talk about here.
Yep.
But it's a very cool premise. It is... talking about the way we consume our television shows nowadays, the standard, the way we used to do it was you would have specific seasons set up. Every week you would have an episode. That's what we lived with for the majority of our lives. Now we have what a lot of people call the Netflix style of watching, where they release a whole season at once. You know, like a good one is Stranger Things. Everybody loves this show. And
Cobra Kai.
And Cobra Kai, yep. They release the entire series at once. And, you know, when Dave left the message, like, hey, we really need to talk about what are some advantages and disadvantages to this model that Netflix does. Is it better to get it all at once so you can binge it? Or if you watch it week to week, you got more hype, more time to digest what each episode was about, have that water cooler talk at work. So, hey, why don't we go ahead and do this? That's the premise. Netflix model all at once or week to week. Is that better? So why don't we go ahead and let Adam, since he was the brainchild of this, why don't you take us into this and tell us your thoughts?
All right. I'll go take a break.
I got one in.
So that was about it. Yeah.
No, stop. You've barely talked, so you're good for this segment.
It is interesting though, because when you think of it, you know, it is so nice when you get a show like Stranger Things and you can sit down over a weekend and just binge this thing. There's no waiting, everything else. But I really, after watching how WandaVision has played out, where they're making us wait every single week, it really makes me kind of appreciate that approach a lot more. And I think it actually serves the story a lot better, because especially if it's something dramatic and something that's not just like a sitcom, like, you know, if something like, say, The Office were to drop a Netflix series, putting that out all in one block so people can just binge it, that's fine, because it's not, yeah, it's story related, but it's kind of just, you know, maybe generic, you know, just for the laughs kind of a thing or whatever it is. But when you have a story with some drama and tension and mystery and things like that, I think having people wait really actually drives the interest to greater levels in that story. It gets you as a viewer more invested in it, because you can't just sit there and, you know, mainline the whole thing. It gives you time to really look at all the little Easter eggs and the little hints and tips and, you know, not tips, but little facts and little things they drop. So it's been just fascinating to kind of think about with the different shows we're watching.
Yeah. And when I like best, I don't know, because I've done them both. And I almost think, like you said, that week to week to where you're anticipating. I mean, if you binge something, it's like Christmas morning. You walk downstairs, you see all those presents under the tree, you unwrap all of them as fast as you can, just looking at this toy after this toy. I'm talking about when we're young as adults, you know, I don't get toys. What am I talking about? But
I beg to differ.
But you know what I'm talking about? You rip through all of those, and then once every present is unwrapped, and yes, you're still excited for everything you have, but then you kind of feel, it's over, you know, kind of like that. To where if it's week to week, that anticipation every week keeps building, especially when you head up to like a mid-season finale and then the season finale, those build-ups to those two episodes, it is really cool. And it does allow more of that, even though most places don't have water coolers anymore, but that water cooler talk. Mm-hmm. You're talking with your coworkers, you're talking with your friends, and you're theorizing on what's going to come on. Like, we've been doing a WandaVision. All three of us have been doing that, which you can't do with something like Stranger Things, because you consume them all in 1 to 2 to 3 days. I mean, quickly. I mean, like my daughter, she's 12. I know the last season of Stranger Things, it was like, I don't know, they were off all day. I don't know what it was for. It was a Saturday, or they were just off of school. She watched the entire season all at once, which we all like, but yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say how I feel, but Adam, throw in here. What's your preference?
Okay, well, here we go. First off, it's brilliant doing it with WandaVision, because that actually, you think about the actual WandaVision show on there, the old, starting with the old 50s sitcom and then moving up through each decade. Those are all weekly shows, kind of a deal.
Oh, exactly.
So it actually echoes that. I personally like having the option of binge watching. For instance, when I was ultra sick, being able to binge watch is just wonderful. But I think there's something to be said about the weekly way, because for me, and I don't know if you guys have this or not, but I cannot, if I binge watch a show, I can't remember details of that show later when we talk about it or something. You know, which episode was, I have no idea. It all blends together. It's like watching one long movie. With WandaVision, as we've been talking, even among my other friends too that have been watching it, it's like, oh, do you see episode 3 is the one where they're in the 70s, and that's the one where the, you know, it's like, you know exactly, it's different how your brain retains it, I think. And that when you're binge watching it, you're getting everything at once. You're getting that instant gratification. It can be awesome for some shows, like a really short series, but it's also, you know, not quite as impactful in some ways. So I don't know. It's six and one half a dozen the other, because you can always, you know, you could spread out your episode watching, but if you have no self-control like I don't, I'm going to watch as much as I possibly can. And then, you know, I suppose check and make sure my kids are still eating. But, you know.
Just do it when your wife's home so you know that they're, they are taken care of.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But, so, yeah, it's a mix. But I think, I mean, we're accustomed to that big time from just everybody that grew up in our era.
Yeah. Kids today, they're not going to have patience.
Nope.
I really don't think so. We lived in such a different time than right now where we had to have patience. It's like I get frustrated with my kids because they are always bored. I mean, within 2 seconds of anything, they're bored. And I sometimes look at them and because we'll take away like the tablets or whatever and they can't watch TV, we say, go do something, go read a book, whatever. I'm bored. And then I'll get my old man out and I'll be like, you know, when I was your age, I'd go out in the woods, play with a stick for like 5 hours and I was happy.
Yeah. Yep. Build a fort.
Yeah. Oh, I love building forts. But now kids don't have the patience for any of this, and it is because of electronics. And that's something my wife and I are constantly talking about because their lives are just not as fulfilled. I mean, yes, they still do all the things. They do the sports. They do the cheerleading. We have church stuff. But I just don't think that they have that social interaction that we did. And hopefully that's not going to be detrimental. But you know what? This could be another episode of Digital Soup sometime. So I'm sorry to even go off on this tangent. Back to the shows. Now, I did want to point out one thing here that I was thinking about, and I'm looking at these shows. I picked out 5 shows. I was just trying to think real fast, 5 different shows, and they happen to be, 3 of them happen to be Netflix. They all let one, consume all of them at once. And then 2 of them are Disney Plus, which is, I chose WandaVision and The Mandalorian, where you have the week-to-week thing. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, I was thinking of financially for these companies, the all at once probably isn't good. And here's the reason why. Because a new season of Stranger Things comes out, somebody might subscribe for 1 month just to get that new season, which they'll probably watch in 1 or 2 days and then not go back to Netflix, but then cancel. Where on, the way Disney Plus is doing it, people subscribe for months at a time because they want to finish the whole season.
Well, that's actually been happening a lot. People, because there's so many, we're just completely saturated with all these different streaming services. There's HBO Max, now there's the Paramount one, there's CBS All Access, there's Disney, there's Hulu, there's Netflix, there's Boomerang, even like old cartoons. I mean, there's all these different services. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's exactly it. Like, oh, I'm going to get this and then I'll cancel my CBS. I saw the whole show.
It's so different from when you just had networks on cable television, because they got paid differently. They got paid via the ads and stuff, where this is a direct payment from the consumer to the company. And I guess it's just not as advantageous for places like Netflix to give you the whole season at once because they don't keep those dollars coming in.
Do you think we'll ever see something like a streaming service, like boiled down to like a 1 or 2 tops, and then you end up paying for content almost like you do channels, like on the old cable model?
Just everything because, a la carte you're talking about?
Well, kind of, because there's so many different shows. I mean, everybody wants the big binge-worthy shows, and you have to like sign up for a different streaming service all over the place to get all the content. You want Westworld and Game of Thrones and all those things, you got to get the HBO one. If you want, you know, Star Trek and Picard and those kind of things, you got to get the CBS one. If you want any of the good Netflix stuff, you got to get Netflix. That's just how it kind of sucks. I mean, it's awesome to have all those options, but if you want to watch all these shows, you know, it's you're paying all over the place, and then you're managing all kinds of different accounts, and so it's just not super convenient. I don't know what the answer is, but
well, I know what the answer is. So what you're saying is you wish that there was just one source that had all of this at once, and you just paid one company one amount each month and you get it all.
Well, I don't know if I truly wish that, because I think that takes away from competition in a sense.
Well, I was making a joke because that would be cable.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, streaming cable, on-demand cable. But I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying, though? It's like there's all these options and I want to watch all this stuff. And it's like, well, you got to sign up here and here and here and here.
And that is the funny thing, because most people that have switched to streaming services, they are the so-called
cable.
Yeah, they got rid of their cable, and so they're doing this. But then if you take a look at your monthly bill, are you now up to where your cable bill was? you were trying to get away from?
that's not a great comparison, though, really, because the big difference is you could pay the same amount each month, but with cable, you're going to watch whatever they serve up, whereas with Netflix, Disney Plus, and Hulu, and whatever else you're subscribing to, you may be paying the same amount, but you're in control of what you're going to watch and when, versus cable, which is just, oh, it's 9 o'clock, so that's when the new episode of such and such comes on. You know what I mean?
Well, I know it's been a long time since you had cable, Dave, but usually within like a week of the show airing, it's available on demand. So you technically can, with your cable, you can actually watch all this stuff on demand.
Advanced.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still cable. It's still coming over coax and.
But let me
bounce this off you from a story aspect. The more I think about this, the more it feels like when they launch an entire season all at once. Now, there's been some great ones, like Daredevil was that way. I love that series. Jessica Jones and, this Dark series is another one.
Mm-hmm.
Some shows get it right, but by and large, I think most of the time when you see an entire series dropped on day one, it allows for some much more mediocre story writing to sneak through. And what I mean by that is that because there is 10 episodes coming out all at once, 13 episodes, whatever it is, and they know people are going to sit there and hit keep watching, keep watching, keep watching, it's much easier to sneak in episodes that maybe aren't as good, where the story isn't as strong. Because people, like Adam was saying earlier, get desensitized to it. You can't remember all the details and what happens in what episode and what was where. So if someone's going to sit down and watch 3-4 episodes, 5 episodes of a show, and you sneak in one or two in the middle that are kind of very mediocre, as long as you've got a couple points through that season where something cool happens and it finishes strong, you can get away with some pretty shoddy, sloppy storytelling. Whereas something like WandaVision or The Mandalorian, there's a lot more emphasis on each and every episode being rock solid. You can't get away with having a dumpster fire of an episode, because people are going to notice that a lot more than they would when a season drops all in one day and people are binging it and all they remember at the end is just kind of the general vibe of the story.
Yeah, you are exactly correct, Dave. Okay, so tonight, which I get to watch it because I subscribe to other stuff, but tonight is the new episode of The Walking Dead, but I got to see it earlier because I subscribe. It has been, 6 months or more since the last episode aired? So there was some major hype and major excitement from me to watch this episode. So that is, we waited 6 months for something, thinking it was going to be just like the second coming. At least for me, I thought they were going to go all out on this episode. It was a big letdown. It seemed like it was just a filler episode that they had originally filmed and just didn't finish it up. So they had to wait 6 months, while this whole COVID thing happened. And this is one of those episodes, and Walking Dead has done this its entire run. There are, I wouldn't say dumpster fires like you did, but there are some bad episodes that doesn't progress the story, episodes that are like, what, why? And that's what this one was. I waited 6-8 months, whatever, for this episode, and it wasn't fantastic. But if I would have watched this entire season, I'd waited till it was all done, and then I just binged it, like you said, it would be forgivable because I could go right on to that next episode right away, and it wouldn't have hit me as hard.
And the flip side of that is that it presents some challenges for the writers and directors of these things, because if there's a series where there's a necessary need for an episode to slow down or step into something else that doesn't seem to be connected to anything up until that point, that's dangerous, because it might be something people look at and go, man, that episode stunk. And it doesn't pay off for another 3-4 episodes down the line where, oh, now I get what that episode was about. And so that's kind of the flip side of that. But, by and large, I think when you have something coming out a week at a time, like WandaVision and The Mandalorian, I think it forces them to really look at character progression, at the arc of each individual episode as a story and how that fits with the full season story, which then, of course, they're looking at multiple seasons beyond that. So it just gives a little bit more of a focus, I think. Not to say that, you know, when these shows come out like Stranger Things, not saying that they look at it and say, well, we know we're going to tell this story. We don't really care what these three, you know, we've got an idea for 7 episodes. The other 3, we'll just kind of wing it. It's not that they're doing that, but I think there's less pressure, so there's less focus at times.
Well, Stranger Things definitely didn't do that because we binged every one of these seasons. Mm-hmm. And I think you guys are in agreement here that every single episode was gold. Every single episode progressed the story.
Oh, which you thought
Stranger Things.
Did we didn't we, what series was it that we watched week to week?
That was Stranger Things.
Was it? Yeah, we
that was season 2, I think.
I can't remember. On the show, I remember we watched it one week, you know, certain episodes a week at a time and stretched it out. And I know it was torture for a little bit, you know, knowing they were out there. But
overall, I feel this, they didn't have filler episodes,
right,
like a lot of shows do. And here's another thing. There's not that many filler episodes in shows anymore because a lot of them have gone to that 8 to 10 episode season format, which does not allow that anymore. But remember, they used to, especially for network television, it was a 22 to 24 episode season. Mm-hmm. So you would have filler episodes. I mean, there was no way around it, especially long running ones. Like, look at the Law and Order ones. Of course, you're going to have some that aren't that good. They've been around for like 15 years.
Yeah. Those are a little different, though, aren't they? I mean, they're set up where, I mean, sure, there might be some sort of overarching story through the seasons.
Yeah,
and
they
stuff,
are individual.
But it's each episode is kind of its own self-contained thing. It's not like they're telling something, you know, longer story. This sci-fi story, I know I'm late in the game getting to it, and Adam, you've watched the whole thing, and a lot of people have watched it, so no spoilers, we're still working through it. But that one, I haven't noticed any real filler in there. It's a very...
there's none.
I don't want to say too much because I don't want to spoil it for Jason at all, but it's one of those shows that is somehow at the same time very fast-paced with the story. Like, there is revelation after revelation happening, it feels like, in every episode. But at the same time, the episodes themselves don't feel rushed. Like, they really take time to tell that story.
They pause in there, yeah.
Yeah, and it gets me because they always throw in these points where I have to grab my phone and get ready to hit that next episode button, you know, because they'll pause and the screen will go black and it's like, oh, okay, next step. Oh, never mind. No, they're back. This is just the next part.
You don't have to hit the button. Your phone will just do it.
Well, I know, but I like
not all of us watch on our phones. You know, we have TVs.
Well, I watch
on my phone all the time.
I watch on my 10-inch tablet. You guys,
I need to get one of those.
I want to go back to this dark without spoilers because I'm curious on something. But before I do that, I have one other thought on the week to week versus, you know, full season binge watch model. Mm-hmm. To me, it feels a lot like social media in how think about Twitter, for example, or Instagram. You make a post on there. If you're like most of my Instagram time up until recently, has been focused on the photography side of things. So you go through and they say, you know, it's ideal to post between 1 and 3 times a day on Instagram. That's fine. But you go through and you create and make 3 different photos and share those up in one day. And 15, 20 minutes after you post them, they're kind of gone. They're forgotten about. And it forces you as a creator to start just churning out more and more and more, which means you're going to start sacrificing quality more and more and more just to get the numbers. And I think with these series, it's a lot the same way, because if you look at Disney Plus, if they would have released WandaVision, boom, one shot, done, people were going to watch that probably over the first week or so, and then no one would be watching it. No one would be watching anything else. You know, they'd have to find something else to come out much quicker to fill the gap. Whereas now WandaVision's going to end. And then after this, what's it been, 8-9 weeks? I forget what's going to end up being. When that's all done, it's going to jump right into Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which I assume is going to be a weekly release. Same thing. That's going to go right into, I think, Loki is the next one. Then there's more Star Wars content coming. And so when you you know, if you can get out of that habit of pushing, you know, everything at once, here you go, have it. Well, then your audience begins to expect, you know, the next day, well, we finished that. What's next? What do you got for us now? And when they got to wait, I think it really, we've been so conditioned that it really irks people if they have to wait 3 months for the next big show to come.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there, Dave. I mean, outside of the financial aspect to it, your Instagram correlation that you did there is perfect. You want to sustain your viewability to everybody. You mm-hmm. want them to keep thinking about you. And like, say we have Stranger Things 4 and WandaVision Season 2, mm-hmm. Stranger Things Season 4, WandaVision Season 2 released on the exact same day. Mm-hmm. So for the first week, probably, you're going to hear so much about Stranger Things.
Yep.
Everybody's going to be watching it, maybe even 2 weeks or so. Mm-hmm. It's just going to have a lot of buzz in the media, in social media, just, yep. you know, locally with everybody. And WandaVision is going to go for 2 months, 2 months plus, you know, nine. Mm-hmm. If there's nine episodes, it'll be a little over 2 months. And it's going to sustain that. People yep. are going to continue talking about WandaVision week after week after week. The Netflix model is actually very detrimental to their business.
Yeah.
Of course, Netflix doesn't have to say, hey, look at us, we're Netflix. Yeah. Everybody knows what Netflix is, even, you know, your 80-year-old grandma probably. Mm-hmm. She's watching like Cupcake Wars on it, binging it or something, I don't know. But just in general, for your brand to continue that buzz, continue people talking about it, the only way you can actually do that is, well, there's two ways. Do the model that Disney Plus is doing, just one episode a week. Or if you're going to go the Netflix route, like Dave said, you're going to release Stranger Things Season 4 today. And in 3 days, you're going to release another show, a whole season at a time. So you have to produce so many shows constantly to keep that momentum mm-hmm. going. That has got to be expensive.
Well, expensive, mm-hmm. and it's got to... Just the numbers, the odds are the more you're creating, the, you know, and worried about, okay, we got to get the next thing out. We're spending a lot of money to do this. The chances just go up for a real stinker of a show that loses you a lot of money.
Exactly.
Not saying that just because you release in a single day doesn't mean that the series is bad. I mean, there's a lot of them we love that are fantastic. But I think it just increases those odds because there's less and less care given to, you know, kind of the quality control and the testing to say, okay, is this really good? Or are we just saying it's good enough and we're going to put it out?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're kind of in an agreement here. I think Adam is with us too.
Yep.
That almost if Stranger Things would have been released week after week, we would have still loved it as much, and it might have even been a little bit more because we would have been just so anticipating that next episode.
Well, we had that experience here. We did it ourselves and kind of had that experience. There's one other aspect that sucks about full season all at once release is that you know there are people who that thing comes out at 12:01, they just binge it that whole night, and by the time you wake up the next morning, they've got the whole season done. And then good luck trying to avoid spoilers for the next week till you can actually get to the whole thing. That's the part that sucks. You know, WandaVision, I will say, there's been a few times where some spoilers, some talk starts going, you know, Twitter gets trending with stuff, and you have to kind of be careful with that. But by and large, I haven't seen a whole lot of spoiler stuff. People seem to be waiting at least until... because that comes out on a Friday. They're waiting till at least Saturday, Sunday before they really start discussing the episodes. But at least in the mm-hmm. feeds, you know, my feed is that I've got curated and stuff. But
I agree.
So, Adam.
Yeah.
Well, Jason, too, in the couple episodes you've seen, tell me your thoughts visually on Dark. I want to hear what you guys think about it.
It's a gorgeous show.
Yeah.
And the way it's shot, I mean, they've got amazing location. The kind of cinematography that I like about this one is there's no shaky cam. There's just cool visuals. It's subtitled. It's in German.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can watch it dubbed.
Watch it dubbed.
No, I put it on once just to see what it sounded like. The acting wasn't that bad. I only watched like 3 minutes of it. The acting wasn't that bad, but I cannot get by with the voices not syncing with the lips. It drives me crazy.
I agree, subtitles all the way on this series, but the one thing I will say is that there are times the subtitles annoy me in this film, this series a little bit, because I'm so busy reading, because you have to be paying attention. There's so much going on that I just want to stop and look at some of these scenes that they're, you know, these shots that they're putting up on the screen and the way they're, you know, the colors they're using, the way they're framing it. I just want to get lost in the visuals for a minute.
Yeah.
And you can't, because you're constantly having to read. And so it's like, oh, that's frustrating, but it's so gorgeous.
That's kind of the comment I'm making, is that even though there's subtitles, you still want the subtitles. It can detract a little bit from where your eyes are, but this is one of those episodes to me where most of this show, you could take a single screenshot of it and it makes a great sci-fi poster. It's just incredible. Beautiful. You know what I mean? It's just cool. So I guess that's, and I don't know much about lighting and all that stuff. I just know it looks awesome.
You know what I love?
Clean.
It's as a sci-fi show, you're exactly right. It makes a beautiful sci-fi type, you know, like you say, poster, backdrop, whatever it is. But it also doesn't rely on typical sci-fi tropes. We're not seeing shiny neon and metal everywhere. I mean, these locations are all like this rundown dump hole of a caves, town, you know, caves and these beat up houses, a nuclear power plant that's just kind of dingy looking, and you know, all this stuff, but it just works. It like the visuals are such a part of this story. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's solid.
One of the things that's so weird though is when you hear different music in the show, especially like the intro and stuff, that is all in English. Did you notice that?
Yeah, some of it. There's some that, well, I guess, and I don't really, the only stuff I remember having lyrics is they'll insert some time specific music. So like you'll hear some, you know, you'll get Rickrolled at one point. You'll hear that song in the background. There's a couple other 80s type songs, but there are some that I remember that are like angry German heavy metal that's playing and some different stuff.
See, and that's what you expect. But I guess all over the world, people love American music. They always have. And it's, you know, it throughout the decades, you know, all countries. I know when I was in Germany back in the late 80s, people were listening to American music. Was it 86? No, 89 when I was in Germany.
Oh, you just missed them.
Just missed
them. Anyway.
I had a point about... Not about the show specifically, but about how Netflix is doing this. If you guys don't mind, real fast, I don't know if you had more to say specifically.
No, I don't.
The show. I love that we have something like Netflix that is bringing to us shows from other countries that we normally would not have been able to watch. We all enjoyed Alice in Borderland, which is another show we would have never been able to watch if it wasn't for Netflix. I've watched some great movies, like my favorite zombie movie, almost I would say, yeah, it's up there, at least in the top two, favorite zombie movies of all time, Train to Busan from Korea. Beautifully shot. Everything about it, the story was just amazing. They're going to ruin it with a American version of it they're going to do now, which I wish they wouldn't, because I thought this movie was great as it was. But that's a, you know, a movie.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Train to Busan. Oh, it is so good. There is a sequel called Peninsula. I don't know how long after this one it took place, but it wasn't as good, I didn't think. But yeah, Adam, Train to Busan, they're making an American adaption of it now.
I'll check it out.
Which is like, oh, why? Don't do that.
That's a Korean movie, right?
Yeah.
They have been cranking out a lot of good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Remember that movie I was telling you guys about? I think that might have been German also. That Coma, which I described it as a mix of Inception and The Matrix. Did any of you guys watch that on my recommendation?
Nope, not yet.
Coma from 2019. Great movie. The visuals are awesome. The story is awesome. But another movie that you would have never been able to see if it wasn't for Netflix. Now, again, watch all of these with the subtitles. Yep. You can watch them all with English dub. Just don't do it. Watch them with the subtitle. If, like Dave, he likes to take a look at the scenes and everything, watch the entire series, with the subtitles so you know everything. But then, Dave, just go back and then just watch it without sound and just look at it.
I go back and look at a lot of stuff and screen capture for myself for photo references and story references and stuff. There's a lot of stuff I look at. Like
you do that. Realize there, that the, screen capturing is the same as stealing it.
I don't share it.
There's another series that literally just came out this last week called Tribes of Europa.
Oh, I've been Netflix. Hearing about that.
I watched the first episode. This is another German one. And so it's pretty interesting already. I feel like it's just getting started. I'll have more to report later.
Man, this is just amazing. I mean, how many people out there are experiencing something they never got to experience before with all of these shows coming from these other countries?
At least 20.
Yeah, that's probably a good number. Now, I've been telling people a lot about like Alice in Borderland, Dark now, and then, of course, Train to Busan back, when that first came out a few years ago. And every time I mention that it's subtitled, I don't want to watch it. I said, you cannot disregard a great piece of cinema because it is subtitled.
Yep.
You have to watch it. It is that good.
Yep. You're doing yourself an absolute disservice by avoiding movies. You're missing out.
Your Honor, I'd like to object.
Okay, go ahead.
That last piece of evidence, can you please mark that on the record alongside the same guy that said cartoons, animated movies? I'm not going to watch those. Those are just kids' shows.
I still go by that.
You're missing out on some good shows, Jason. Anyway, so if you guys want to continue the conversation, you can find us on Twitter at Digital Soupcast, or to really get geeky, head on over to our brand new Discord channel, the Super Happy Fun Place.
What?
The Super Happy Fun Room? Okay, I got it wrong. Don't show up at the Super Happy Fun Place.
Yes, that's a totally different. That's for furries.
How do you... How do you even find this channel on Discord? What do you search under?
Super Happy Fun Room?
You just look up Super Happy Fun Room?
I don't know. I've only invited people.
We'll have the link in the show notes and on the website, I'm sure.
That sounds good. We're going to include a link. And so that's kind of our new hangout spot, and everybody's welcome to come and chat. We're talking about movies. We're talking about music, games, just the show.
We get you name geeky. It.
We get totally geeky. And, of course, it would absolutely help us out if you would leave us a review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to let everyone know that Digital Soup is back and better than ever. So until then, auf Wiedersehen. Stay geeky and don't ever change unless it's for the better.
Take care, guys.
Bis später.
Gator.